Okay, Chevra. This year, Tisha B'Av is not similar to any other Tisha B'Av that we have. And there's a lot going behind and a lot in the background of this year's Tisha B'Av. In order to understand, in order to analyze this, we need to present a question raised by the Avnei Nezer. In Or Chaim, first volume, Simen Tov Chov Vav. No.
He doesn't need it.
Ask the Avnei Nezer the following Shiloh Pomper. Ask the Avnei Nezer the following Shiloh.
No.
I have in my shul, says the Avnei Nezer in Sochachov, a boy who is turning bar mitzvah the day after Tisha B'Av.
No.
Asiri B'Av. So in a general year, I would say he's exempt from the tainus. He's only bar mitzvah. What's the difference if he gets bar mitzvah in November or in Cheshvan, or if he gets bar mitzvah then he missed the cutoff. But Rabosai, this year, when is Tisha B'Av?
Shabbos.
So ask the Avnei Nezer, what's the halacha this year Tisha B'Av? Does he have to fast or does he not have to fast? What do you guys say?
No.
Wait.
His bar mitzvah is this year Sunday. Does he have to fast? Does he not have to fast? That's the Shiloh of the Avnezer Pomper. Good Shiloh? Halacha l'maaseh. No gay halacha l'maaseh. There's a kid. I know he's being bar mitzvah this Sunday.
He doesn't.
Not this Sunday. This Sunday. His bo bayom is on Sunday. So that same Shiloh as Avnezer.
He doesn't.
So what's the halacha?
He does.
He doesn't.
Rabosai, let's see this Gemara Megillah.
He does not.
The Gemara Megillah on Heyamad Aleph tells us a story about Rebbe. And we're going to start with the top of the line. It starts on Heyamad Aleph. That Rebbe, Rochatz Bekroina Shel Tzipura B'Shiva Aser B'Tamos. What does that mean? Rebbe took a bath in the area called Kroina Shel Tzipuri, in a certain area, where in the Yom HaShuk, on what day? On Shiva Aser B'Tamos, right? Anyone find that interesting?
No.
That Rebbe took a bath on Shabbos Arba Tammuz?
Are
you allowed to do that? What do you think, Spitz?
It depends.
What
he wouldn't
do you
have
depends?
Done it if it was wrong.
It depends on your mouth.
Oh, he wouldn't have done it if it was wrong, says Hershkowitz. But I have another question, Hershkowitz. The Gemara wouldn't tell me it if there wasn't a Chiddush. Did the Gemara tell me that after I'm meeting with you guys, I'm going to take a shower? A guy who takes a shower before he goes to sleep. What is the Gemara telling me a Chiddush? Shabbos Arba Tammuz, Rebbe was Rechitz, but Kronos Shal Tziburi. Does that bother you, Mickey? You read a line of Gemara, there has to be some Chiddush. Stop telling me Bubba Meises, Pomper. Tell me a Chiddush. Zok the Taz. In Hilchos Arachayim, this Gemara is telling you a massive Chiddush. And I'm going to tell you as follows. The Gemara is telling you, Romanov, that you should know the breakup of our Tanesim and our fast days were not the setup that it is in our days. Originally, the way the Tanesim worked, when Klal Yisrael did not have their own sovereignty, and Klal Yisrael were being persecuted, right? Then the halacha was that not only on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to take a shower, but on all the Tanesim, even Shiva Asar B'Tamos, even on Asar B'Teves, all the chumras of the 9 days applied to those Tanesim as well. Because why? It was a Shas, Gzeres HaMalchus. It was belief, Shalom. It was without sovereignty. It was not like that it is. Bizban Azeh, we're not persecuted, Baruch Hashem. Zokt Rebbe and Megill on Daf Heyam and Beis, Rebbe took a shower on Shiva Aser B'Tamos. Says the Taz Al Pidur Ramban that yeah, there's a great Chiddush in this Gemara. You want to know the Chiddush? That you're allowed to not be machmir about all the severities of the 9 days on all the other Tanesim, Michutz L'Tisha B'Av, with the exception of Tisha B'Av. Rebbe was coming to be Mechadesh that Bizman Rebbe We now have a situation in Klal Yisrael that we're not going to be persecuted, that we're not persecuted, and Baruch Hashem, there's a little bit of shalom. Okay, it's not the Zman of Mashiach, it's not the Zman of Geula, but we're not in the Zman that now all the four fast days we're going to have to keep all of the chumers of the 9 days. Therefore, Rebbe said, and he announced to everyone publicly in the middle of the Shuk, that he's able to take a shower on Shiva Sarva Tamas. So that's a chiddush. Because, and the Ramban says that that wasn't always the truth. And that wasn't always the halacha. And therefore, Rebbe says the Taz had to announce that. And therefore, Abosai, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah halacha l'maisa, Mishnah Berurah says, a Yari Shamayim should be machmir, meikar din its mutter, for you to take a shower on Shiva Sarva Tamas, for you to bathe on Shiva Sarva Tamas. But a Yari Shamayim should be machmir, like the original status of these days, and should not do laundry, should not do all of these chumers like bathing, even on the other Tanesim, even on Shiva Sarva Tamas. Person called me this year and they said, they asked me a question if they're allowed to go swimming, if they're allowed to. So I said, Meikra Din, Rebbe was Rochitz Bekrono Shel Tzibori. You know, and then they asked me another shayla, and then they asked me again. I said, let me tell you one rule. You never ask a rav. If they give you a kula, you never ask them twice. Because there's no way. You know, the Mishnah Berurah says that Yorei Shemayim should be machmir. So that's the chumrah. But Lamaisa, that's what Rebbe was coming to in Mechadish. But now the Gemara goes on, Rebbe, saying this is no gay to us. And then Rebbe, not only was he rochets bekrono shel tzipuri on Shiva Sarva Tamas, did he take a bath on Shiva Sarva Tamas? Ubikesh lakor tishabov. And Rebbe requested, you're going to like this, Pomper, let's get rid of Tisha B'Av. Who needs Tisha B'Av? Let's get rid of it. And the rabbis responded to him, no, that's taking it too far. Pardesh, what's going on here? B.K. Shlacher is Tisha B'Av? What is this, Reform Judaism? What's going on here? How could Rebbe just get rid of Tisha B'Av? V'loy ha'idulo. Yeah, v'adil loy ha'idulo. What's going on here? Amar lefon of Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, the third line down. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda said back that no, Rebbe lo kacha yamaisa. I'm sorry, but you're misquoting what the story was. That wasn't the story. That wasn't the machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachamim. What was the machloikis? Ela Tisha B'Av shechal lios v'Shabbos hava v'dachinu la'achra Shabbos. Rather, it was like this year. It was a Tisha B'Av that was chal v'Shabbos. It was Tisha B'Av that fell out on Shabbos. And Rebbe, it's chaval, we can't do that while you. and Rebbe decided, Tisha B'Av shechal b'Shabbos, Rebbe decided, once it was chal on Shabbos, so now let's not have it on Sunday anymore. Come on, we missed the boat. Really, the 9th of Av this year is on Shabbos, so now what, you're going to push it off to Sunday? So then, the Gemara says, so Rebbe says, hol v'nidcha yidache, once it was pushed off, let's get rid of it, we don't have to keep Tisha B'Av this year. And on that, v'lohodu chachamim. On that, the rabbis responded that was not correct, and we're still going to keep Tisha B'Av like we are going to do, like the Chachamim Paskin this year, that we're going to keep Tisha B'Av on the 10th of Av on Sunday this year. So then the Gemara says, you're right, that was the Maisa. It wasn't like the way the Gemara originally quoted. Kare ale toivim hashnayim min ha'echad. And the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. The two of you presented the story accurately. The way I presented the debate between Rebbe and Chachamim was that they wanted to eradicate Tisha B'Av in totality every year. That wasn't an accurate presentation of the story. Really, it was just this year's setting of Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos. Comes along the Tshuvas Chsam Sofer, and he asks two questions. Listen to this Chsam Sofer. He says, if Tisha B'Av is Chal on Shabbos, Rabosai, think calendarically, and you don't have to think so hard because it happened this year. Every time that Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, what else falls out on Shabbos?
A fast
day? What other fast day falls out on Shabbos? Shiva Sarva Tamas.
3 weeks.
So if the story actually is what the Gemara concludes, that it was Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos, and Rebbe says, once it fell out on Shabbos, don't push it off to Sunday, but just get rid of it in totality, ask the Chsam Sofer, why was Rebbe schlimping on Shiva Sarva Tamas? Say that same psak on Shiva Sarva Tamas 3 weeks ago. Whoa, 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 why didn't he wake up then?
Why isn't it the same year?
What do you mean? What do you mean? No. That year, did Rebbe not keep Shiva Sefer Tammuz? So why didn't Rebbe show up to the Chachamim and say, Shiva Sefer Tammuz, we should get rid of. When it's Chal on Shabbos, get rid of.
You should have done 3 weeks prior.
Right, you should have woken up 3 years.
Maybe the Shiva Sefer Tammuz would happen at a different time.
Regardless.
No, every year. Regardless. No, the Shiva Sefer Tammuz did happen, but regardless, that year, why is he waking up with this psak about all of the Nidcha Yidcha about Tisha B'Av? Say it on Shiva Sefer Tammuz. Nothing to do with the story about the bathhouse. Just why didn't he wake up on Shiva Sefer Tammuz? No, you're right. I'm not asking about that story. That was a separate Gemara. Now he's asking, why is he waking up every year that Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos? Shiva Sefer Tammuz also falls out on Shabbos. So if you don't like Tanesim on Shabbos and you don't like pushing it off to Sunday, so don't like it by Shiva Sefer Tammuz also. Bam kasha, the Chassam Sofer. Just open up a calendar. Then the Chassam Sofer asks the following question. Why does the Gemara conclude that you're 100% right? Tovu Mashnayim and Aechad, you're right, the second story is accurate, the first story is not accurate. Why can't both stories be true? Who says that both stories contradict each other? Maybe the first story is true, that Rebbe originally wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av in totality. We don't understand what that means, but whatever it means. The rabbis didn't accept such a psak. And then Rebbe, chiseled down a little bit, and he said, I'm not going to be able to be so, push the envelope so far and get rid of Tisha B'Av every year, but at least rabbis, be molded to me when it falls in on Shabbos, it's a joke to have Tisha B'Av because it's not really Tisha B'Av. Maybe both stories are true, asked the Chassam Sofer. Why does one necessarily preclude the other? Why does it mean that they both can't exist? That's the kash of the Chassam Sofer. Rabbi Isai, we need to analyze and understand what does this Gemara mean that Pomper doesn't understand that Rebbe in the Havamin of the Gemara wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av in totality. What does that mean? Fractoisis Akasha and Afayim Ebeis Ubike Shlakor Tisha B'Av V'loy Hoidulo. Second Toisis on the Daf. V'koshe Heiches Salta G'daycha Dahai Tana. The Rebbe, or you wrote to Lakor Tisha B'Av Legamre. How could anyone have a Havamina that Rebbe wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av? That's apikorsis. The Mishnah says in Tainis, Kol ha'oichel v'shoyse b'Tisha B'Av, eino roa b'nechama, shol Yerushalayim. It's usher. He's never going to see anything beautiful about the consolation of Yerushalayim. V'oid, says Toisis, and he has no capacity to do that. Ta'ein bezdin yochel v'atol divrei bezdin chavero. If an earlier bezdin enacted a halacha that you have to keep Tisha B'Av, so Rebbe can't come into the later generation and be ochre something that not only a Bezdin, the Nevi'im enacted Tisha B'Av. What kind of joke is this? Right? Tosfos says, how can you read this Gemara literally? Says Tosfos, V'yesh Shlomar, you see where it is, towards the end of Tosfos, four lines up from the bottom of the Tosfos, last word in the Lord, V'yesh. V'yesh Shlomar, D'loy Ratzel La'okro, Inami, I want to focus on the Inami. Inami Yeshleimar Delotzo La Akro Michi Ulakovo Baasire. Kidder Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ilu Havahosem Kavase Baasire. What does that mean? He didn't. Tosfos says, don't read the Gemara literally that what Rebbe wanted to do was what we all want, which is get rid of Tisha B'Av in totality. Rebbe never had such a chutzpah. Rebbe knew that that's a joke. Come on. Ein bezdin yochel levatel divrei bezdin chavero. This is an enactment that exists from prior Rabbanim, existing earlier than Rebbe. He can't just get rid of Tisha B'Av. This is Mishnayis that says if you've mezalzel Tisha B'Av, you're never going to see a nechama of Yerushalayim. Come on. Rebbe didn't want to get rid of Tisha B'Av. That's not what the Gemara meant. B'kei shlakor is Tisha B'Av. Rebbe wanted to switch the 9th of Av to the 10th of Av. Why? Well, what is he gaining? Says Tosfos, because there's a Gemara in Tainis. The Gemara in Tainis quotes Rabbi Yochanan that says, if I would have been there at the time of the Churban, I would have made the fast on the Churban HaMikdash, not on the 9th of Av, but on the 10th of Av. Why? Rabosai, why are you not allowed to eat meat and drink wine until Chatzos of the next day?
It's still burning.
Which, why are you not allowed to get a haircut until the Chatzos the next day, which doesn't apply to this year, by the way? Kula, already at night you're allowed to get a haircut because of the fire. Says Rabbi Yochanan, it's for that reason that I think really, since the actual edifice and structure of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the 10th, that the real fast day should be when? On the 10th, and not on the 9th. So Zokt Rabbi Yochanan, the real day is really the 10th. So Rebbe, says Tosfos, held like Rabbi Yochanan. And it's for that reason Rebbe wanted to switch it from the 9th to the 10th.
So in this year it's right, technically.
Oh, Hirschkutz, you're 10 steps ahead of us. Beautiful. So that's what the Gemara says.
That's what he didn't know.
In the Hava Mina, beautiful. In the Hava Mina, Rebbe held, not that he wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av and Gansin, Rabbi Osai. He wanted to switch it from the 9th to the 10th. Comes along the Chassam Sofer and says, okay, so if we're going to accept Tosos Pshat in the Havim into the Gemara, it means we want to switch it from the 9th to the 10th. Great. Now read the next Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, no, that wasn't really the story, but rather, what was the accurate story? It was Tisha B'Av that fell out on Shabbos. Right? And Tisha B'Av that fell out on Shabbos, Rebbe said, once it fell out on Shabbos, and we're not fasting on the 9th, so then let's just get rid of it that year because we're not going to keep it. There's not going to be a do-over day. Because come on, you just missed it. Zokterschku is gewaldig. He was mechavet the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says you want to know why these two stories can't coexist. They're contradiction to one another. Because if you really hold, like the Pshat of Tosos is saying in the Havamina of the Gemara, that Rebbe didn't want to get rid of Tisha B'Av in Gansin. Rebbe just wanted to switch it from the 9th to the 10th because that's when the physical edifice was destroyed. So then Rebbe holds, what's the real McCoy? The 9th or the 10th? The 10th. So how could Rebbe make up an argument in the next story that the Gemara is saying, once you miss the 9th, so then let's just get rid of a totality. What do you mean? It's L'chad Chila this year. It should be on the 10th. This is Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Zoktach Sam Sefer Achap. That's how the Gemara knew that these two stories can't coexist, and it has to be that one of them is correct and the later one is correct. That's the Chassam Sofer says. But we didn't answer our other question. The Chassam Sofer asked another question. The Chassam Sofer asked, why didn't Rebbe wake up on Shiva Asar B'Tamas that fell out on Shabbos? The calendar 3 weeks ago. What happened to that?
Because
oh,
he didn't go into
his death. Oh, let's get that right. Just parenthetically, Rabbi Yisai, the Or Sameach thinks that this issue of whether or not the Beis HaMikdash was burnt on the 10th day, right? The Yerushalmi says exactly what we just said, what Hirschkowitz is saying. The reason why the Tainus is pushed off to to Sunday this very year, because it falls out on Shabbos, the Yerushalmi says exactly what Rabbi Yochanan says, since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But the Bavli doesn't say that. And the Or Sameach suggests, Rabbi Meir Simcha Midvinsk, suggests that the reason the Bavli and Yerushalmi, the Bavli does not agree to Yerushalmi, is because the Or Sameach suggests the reason we keep all of our Tanesim is based on the calendar and the historically what happened in the second Beis HaMikdash. There were two Churbanos. But which days are we keeping when we keep the Tanesim? So the Or Sameach suggests that we keep all of the days and the massacres that happened in the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Bavli holds, listen to this Chiddush of the Or Sameach, that actually everything was destroyed on the 9th and it didn't go into the 10th. So it's for that reason, says the Or Sameach, the Bavli couldn't quote this reason about the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed on the 10th of Av, which is what the Yerushalmi quotes to be the reason why we push it off from the 9th to the 10th this year and we fast on Sunday. Says the Or Sameach, the Bavli couldn't hold of that because guess what? In the second Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash was not burnt on the 10th, and it only happened in the first Beis HaMikdash, which Rabbi Yochanan was talking about. So that's just an interesting historical machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, whether or not did the fires and the flames continue from the 9th to the 10th only on the first Beis HaMikdash, or even in the second Beis HaMikdash, which we keep Avelus on Bizman Hazeh. But Rabbi Osai, I want to ask you, let's go back to the Avnei Nezer's question, and then we'll answer the Chassam Sofer's question. What would be a rationale to say that this individual that became bar mitzvah on Sunday is chayev or is pater? So Hirschkowitz said a great svar. I don't know what happened to this guy over the summer. This guy's mom is out of control. Chassam Sofer, Baruch Hashem, beautiful. Hirschkowitz is mechavit the Chassam Sofer in three sentences already. Says Poshin, avada he's chayev in this tainus. Because guess what? This is the real McCoy. Yet, I have a kash. That would be Hirschquist's psak, and I like that psak. But I would like that psak more if we lived in Yerushalayim, and we were Yerushalmis. But since the Or Sameach says the Bavli doesn't hold of that, so we need to lurk and search for a new avenue to answer the Avni Nezer's question whether or not this bar mitzvah boy would have been chayav. But I think Hirschquist is 100% right. If you would have paskin like the Yerushalmi and you would have hold the reason why the tain is on Sunday is because that's the real McCoy and that's the Beis HaMikdash was actually burnt on the 10th, so then Hirschquist would have been right. But let's search for another answer. Rabbi Yisai, the Avni Nezer approaches the Shaila as follows. This year, Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, right? Everyone knows the Tainus is pushed off to Sunday. I want to know. Obviously, we wear shoes. We have the minhag like the Vilna Gaon to wear Big Day Shabbos, even though the Ramah writes, if you read Mechaber and Ramah, Shulchan Aruch, straight up, the Ramah paskens you should not wear Big Day Shabbos, Shabbos Chazon. The minig, the Mishaburu writes, is like the gra that we wear Big Day Shabbos, Shabbos Chazon. So what to think about, Rabose, when you're involved in your hachanas for Shabbos and you want to make sure you get your hot shower and you know you get all the tanugim and all the benefits you have, just remember, the Ramah, who we follow every other psak for, told you not to wear Big Day Shabbos as Shabbos. That's what to think about. I want to know, this year, that Tisha B'Av actually falls out on Shabbos. So you're going to have your Suda Shabbos, and the Gemara says in Tainus you should even have Shalosh Shudas, and it should be a glamorous Suda like the Suda of Shlomo HaMelech, and you shouldn't diminish from anything that's existing on Shabbos. I agree. I want to know, what about private halachos? What about private halachos that apply to Tisha B'Av, like the halachos of Tashmish HaMita? Mm-hmm. Can a couple have Tashmish HaMita on Tisha B'Av? It's Aser. Can a couple have Tashmish HaMita on the Shabbos of the 9th of Av? Rabbi Osai comes along the Chuvas HaRashba and he says, absolutely. Absolutely. Comes along the Chuvas HaRashba and says, you're allowed to have Tashmish HaMita on the 9th of Av. Why? Says the Chuvas HaRashba, because Chazal, when it came to this year, uprooted the Tainus from the 9th of Av, and they made it on Asiri B'Av. Even if we don't hold of Hirschquist's Svara, that we're, because we don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan, we always usually fast on the 9th of Av. Yet the Rashba holds there's a new track to Tisha B'Av this year. It's not going to be on the 9th of Av, but rather it's going to be on the 10th of Av. And that was initially enacted in the Takana of Tisha B'Av, that when it falls out on Shabbos, there is no such Tainus on Tisha B'Av, and it's rather totally uprooted to Asiri Ba'af. What's the rationale to explain why they would uproot it from Shabbos to Sunday? Why would they do that? Why don't you say that they did, I don't know, it's on the ninth day and it's just a tashlumin and it's just a do-over day, but the halachos that can coexist with Shabbos, if I'm an Avelis Rachman Olitzlan, or anyone's in Avelis Rachman Olitzlan and it's Shabbos, so Avelis counts. You don't have Tashmish HaMita. So Dvarim Shabbatzina on Shabbos is not a steer, it's not a contradiction to keeping Shabbos. So why did the Rashba assume that if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, oh, it was totally uprooted, and you're even allowed to have Tashmish HaMita and Dvarim Shabbatzina? Why?
Because it takes away from the seriousness of the next day.
But we said that the 9th is the real McCoy every year.
But if they're making it the 10th, then if you won't take it seriously the 10th. You have to hold it partially on
I hear. So Hirschquist wants to say it's a psychological approach. If you're going to have half the Hanhagos, half of the practices on the 9th, and half of it on the 10th, it's going to turn the 10th into the Jojo. So I want to say something out derech machshava, Rabbi Osai. Hear this out. The Rashi ala Torah writes as follows, and this is a big Yisod, Rabbi Osai, and this is why I want you to hear this. And it's very important for this year, Tisha B'Av. Rashi ala Torah says, Ach es shabsosai tishmoru. Ach es shabsosai tishmoru. There's a limitation that on Shabbos you are not supposed to do what? Build the Beis HaMikdash. Ein binyan Beis HaMikdash doiche Shabbos. Because ach, as Shabbos Osai Tishmoro, ach is a limiting word. It's a miyat. And therefore, you're limited. How are you limited? You're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Good? Ask the Ramban, a bam kash on Rashi. He blows him out of the water. He says, if ach, the limiting word, is limiting you from building the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, it should not be found in the phrase of Shmira Shabbos, but rather, where should it be found? Ach es HaMikdash tibnu. It's a limitation on the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's not a limitation on Shabbos. Fakert, the opposite. Shabbos is overriding Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Why is it that the limiting word of ach is found in the phrase about Shmira Shabbos, when according to Rashi's interpretation, it's telling you about the fact that Shabbos is overriding Binyan Beis HaMikdash? It's not limiting. Comes along the Heligas Svasemes and quotes from Ezeidah the Chidush Arim, a beautiful teretz. No. Ach fits in the phrase of Shabbos. Says the Svasemes, Shabbos doesn't need Binyan Beis HaMikdash. There is a limitation. It's limiting. There is no necessity to Binyan Beis HaMikdash to Shabbos. On Shabbos, I can grow heights and connect to the Eibishter, to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, without the vehicle and the mechanics of a Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos is a day that I go into an Olam and I connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I cleave to Him, even without having a Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, Memela says the Sasemes Aches Shabsosai Tishmaru. On Shabbos, there's no need. There's a limitation. There's no binyan. I don't even need a binyan to connect. Nebuch, the rest of the days of the week, I need a binyan Beis HaMikdash. Rabbo says, you should know. Many Rishayim held before Cheda Egel, there wouldn't have needed to be a Beis HaMikdash. We are in a bidyevet situation that we can only connect through a Beis HaMikdash. So, according to those Rishonim, it makes a lot of sense. On Shabbos, we go to the heights, like Koidim Chet HaEgel. We don't need that means of mechanics. That's what the Sasema says. If that's right, Rabbi Isai, comes along the Rashba and says, a beautiful shot. Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos? There's no such concept. There is no Avelus of a Mikdash on Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos. Because you didn't need a mikdash to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos. So there's no concept of avelus, of a mikdash on Shabbos. So therefore the Rashba says, you want to talk avelus of Churban Beis HaMikdash? It must be that they uprooted the tainus from the 9th of Av and they put it on to the 10th of Av. But if you want to talk Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, and it falls out on Shabbos, those two things don't jive. Ach, Shabbos Osai Tishmoru. There's no need for the Beis HaMikdash to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the 9th of Av this year. So Bemela, Zokta Rashba, the only way I can hear an analysis that there's Churban HaMikdash this year is if they totally uprooted the Tainus and they pushed it off to the 10th of Av. Because Shabbos and Churban HaMikdash are a stira to one another. And Bemela, that's why the Rashba Paskin, Avada, you could have Dvarim Shabbatzina, you could have Tashba Shamita on the 9th of Av this year. Because there is no concept of Avelus of HaMikdash on Shabbos. It's as if there was no Churban that happened. So that could be a rationale to the reason why one would argue with the Rashba. Why one would hold, like the Rashba argues, I'm sorry, that the Tainus was totally uprooted. Rabbi Yisai, if this is right, I heard from Rav Elisha Horowitz Shlita, Rav in Lawrence, Nevminsky Rebbe's Aiden. He once said to me, if so, we just answered the other Chassam Sefer's Kasha. We asked Akasha, why did Rebbe wake up specifically on Tisha B'Av that fell out on Shabbos? Calendarically, Shivos or Batamas also fell out on Shabbos. So why is he only waking up and saying, well, once it fell out on Shabbos, let's just get rid of the Tainus. Frektach Sam Sefer, and you didn't realize that Shivos or Batamas fell out on Shabbos? No! Zoktach Sam Sefer, Tisha B'Av is Churban HaMikdash. Churban HaMikdash is a contradiction to Shabbos. But you can have a tinus on Shabbos. If you have a dream that you're worried someone's going to kill you, guess what? The Gemara says you're oining Shabbos. It's for you to take a tinus. That's Shabbos. You're allowed to fast on Shabbos. A tinus is not a stira contradiction to Shabbos. Churban HaMikdash is a stira to Shabbos. So just like the rationale of the Rashba is that if you want to talk Churban HaMikdash, the only way I can talk Churban HaMikdash this year is if the whole tinus was uprooted from Shabbos and placed on Sunday, Ad Kedei Kach, that Dvarim Shabbos Sinner are not going to be knowing on Shabbos. That's the also answer to the Chassam Sefer's other kasha of why is it that Rebbe wasn't bothered, because Rebbe was talking Churban HaMikdash. Rebbe's whole svara in the Gemara of saying Hol v'nidche yidche, that if this year Tishba fell out on Shabbos, let's get rid of the Tainus and totally, was al derech the rationale of the Rashba, because Churban HaMikdash and Shabbos are a contradiction. Shiva Sabratamas and Shabbos are not a contradiction, so you have a Tainus on Shabbos. But it's Avelos of the Churban HaMikdash that can't exist on Shabbos. That's what the Chassam Sefer says Rebbe woke up about. So now we got to know, Rabbi, say this is Halacha L'maisa. How do we paskin? If we paskin like this Rashba, so then guess what, Rabbi Yisai? This Bar Mitzvah boy has to fast, because that's the real McCoy. Is the 10th. What?
Technically, why would we push off
the Shabbos then? You're saying if I'm right that you're allowed to have a tinus. Yeah. So the reason is because these communal tanesim, the Gemara says that you're allowed to have a fast on if you have a tinus chalom, if you have someone that you're nervous about. But let's be honest, Bardesh. You know, the siege of Shavuot Batamas happens and you go to sleep every night. So I can't really argue that that's going to be your own Shabbos. Unfortunately, we're not on that level, that it's like the same as the Tainus Chalom. But that's why some Melechit. But inherently, halachically, a regular Tainus can exist on Shabbos. That's all I'm trying to bring out. So Rabbi Yisai, how do we pass? Yeah, Romanov.
The 3 weeks mean anything, I'm saying, like, if we didn't push off the first fast, it would be more than 3 weeks. Because we push off Tishba.
If you would start from Shabbos, you're saying?
Yeah. So it would be 3 weeks on one day. Does that make a difference? Maybe we push it off because...
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so.
Is there any halachos of the 3 weeks that don't apply on Shabbos?
I mean, that first Shabbos?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Oh! Yes. I had a shiloh this week. This year. No, it was a different... A person asked if they can go... It doesn't really...
It's funny.
It was going... Let's say a person wanted to go to fireworks Friday night and there was music on...
Because of
July 4th. Exactly, right.
That's what I was
That's what they asked me. That was this year. So, Chevra, how do we paskin? So you're not going to believe this, we're both saying. It seems to be a machlokis between Marana Mechaber and... Arama. Mechaber paskins that a couple is allowed to have Tashbis Shamita this year on Shabbos before the time. It sounds like the Pshak of the Rashba, who's totally uprooted. The Rama holds, Tvarim Shabbatzina Ashkenazim, apply to Tishba. It sounds like the Rama and the Mechaber are arguing what is the real McCoy this year. Is it really Shabbos, just it gets pushed off because we can't have a fast day? Or no, it totally got uprooted like the Mechaber, right? Rabosai, this is going to have tremendous, tremendous ramifications. Why? And I already got this shaila 3 times this year already. Halacha l'maisa. When you're dealing with a pregnant woman or a nursing woman, when it comes to all the other tanesim, the minig is to be mekel. There's a gevaldiga maisa with a reshechter on the airplane.
Is that the actual day that they uprooted it?
Oh, exactly. Beautiful. You heard this maisa? So reshechter was sitting on an airplane. So it was an El Al flight, and I think it was one of the Tanesim. So they came up to, they were asking, you know, glatt kosher, you know, regular, whatever. And they came up to a bunch of, you know, older Hasidic women, and she asked, like, what do you want? Yeah, glatt kosher, fine. It was the row in front of Rabbi Shechter. So then they come up to Rabbi Shechter, and they ask him if he wants glatt or regular, and he says, no, thank you, it's actually a fast day, thank you. So the steward is bent over and asked Rabbi Shechter, he says, I don't understand. If it's a fast day, why are those woman having getting food. So Rav Shechter innocently turned to her and said, they must be nursing or pregnant. She's like older ladies. So chevret. Halacha l'maisa, when it comes to all the other Tanesim, the minig is that that we're usually makom. But Tisha B'Av, sounds like Tisha B'Av, I don't care if you're pregnant, I don't care if you're nursing, Halacha l'maisa, you gotta fast. Those are the big two, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, right? What is the halacha about this year, Tisha B'Av? Comes along Reb Kiva Eger, and Reb Kiva Eger says, if you are a chayla, and you are seriously not feeling well, and the Peskim say also a mu'beres or a me'nekes, and again, not at the beginning of the fast, but they're not feeling well. But if it would be a regular Tisha B'Av, they would have stuck it out. Because we're not just makel just because you're not feeling well on a real real Tisha B'Av. This year, guess what, Rabosai?
They don't have to.
So Rabosai, who does that make sense according to? The Ashkenazim. Because the only reason to differentiate this year is because the real Tisha B'Av was when? On Shabbos. But on the 10th of Av, that's just a do-over day. Like the Ramah says, the halachos apply on Shabbos. But if you hold like the Mechaber that the day was uprooted, so what's going to be the halacha?
It can't be Mekel.
Yeah. But the Mechaber doesn't differentiate. And the Mechaber holds, not only by these cases, but by a case, if a guy makes a bris this year, Tisha B'Av on Sunday, he does not have to finish his fast. And he's allowed to eat after the bris. Yeah, it's good that I make a bris.
No.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Can other people eat?
That's a lot. Do people do that?
That's such a scheme.
This Rabbi Kiva Eger that I'm quoting is on that sif in Shulchan Aruch. No, just the father.
Oh.
No. So it must be that even the Mechaber held, like what we're saying, that Tisha B'Av really existed on the 9th of Av. Why did he say that you're allowed to have Tashmi Shamita? He held that Legabe Shabbos, we didn't even accept Dvarim Shabbat Sinna. That was a contradiction to Shabbos. But in essence, when you ask the Mechaber or the Ramah, when is really Tisha B'Av this year? I think both according to the Mechaber and the Ramah, one has to agree.
The 9th.
Is that it's really the night that's really on
Shabbos. So the bar mitzvah boy wouldn't have to fast.
So the bar mitzvah boy would not have to fast this year. Bein if you go, Avnei Nezer thinks that it's really totally on Sfardim or Ashkenazim. But we're pointing out from the psak of the bris and the psak of the Me'uberes and the pregnant woman this year that it seems to be, even according to the Mechaber, sounds like he holds the real McCoy was on the 9th, and therefore you can even argue, even according to Sfardim, the wouldn't be Chayev to fast this year. Rabbi Yisai, Yeshu Chayev.